Hi, Carol Gambule here. Welcome to the Word Anchor Podcast, where we aim to search, find, share, and apply scriptures to life's issues. We will find victory and succeed in life if we are anchored in the Word of God. Please do enjoy this episode. Shalom. Hello there. Thank you for tuning in to Word Anchor Podcast. In one of the past episodes that I did, we spoke about the shield of faith, which we use to quench every fiery dart. And in this episode, we are talking about the sword of the Spirit. And it is inspired by the scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. And it is in verse 17, where it says, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." We'll focus on the latter part of the verse. Now, as we go on with life, believers, beloved of the Lord, we come across situations that requires us to respond in a manner different than would normally go to the Father to ask for things. When we use the shield of faith, we said that we stand against the attacks of the enemy. And when the whole part that speaks about the armor of God, Paul starts by telling us the kind of battles that we're facing. We are in a spiritual war, beloved. We are in a war that we cannot fight physically. We are in a war against powers, principalities, rulers. We are fighting against entities that we cannot see with our naked eye. And therefore, we need a different kind of armor. We need different kinds of weapons that will forcefully deal with the attacks of the enemy. Now, Paul says, when you've put on the whole armor of God, you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You can either defend yourself or you can attack. In defense, we spoke about the shield of faith. And in attack, we are now speaking about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, Paul is saying to us, we can use the word of God to attack the enemy. A simple verse that says, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. When you bind an evil spirit, you are attacking it. When you stand against it and say, perhaps maybe it's attacking you physically, and then you stand and say, I'm believing God for my healing, you are using the shield of faith. But when you are binding it, when you are casting it out, you are using the sword of the Spirit. And it is the word of God that you must speak to that situation. Because your words or your thoughts or your ideas, your principles will not be able to stand against the enemy. It is what did God say to you that will help you. It is the authority that comes with the word of God. And when you use the word of God as a sword to attack the enemy, then the enemy is defeated. If you think about it, David, when he faced Goliath, he had to attack Goliath physically. But however, he was a young boy. He was small in stature compared to Goliath. He was inexperienced. He was not even armed. But he had one thing. He told Goliath a word, "I come against you in the name of the Lord, my God, God of the armies of Israel." He believed that the God that he serves, if he draws him into this battle, then the battle is won. So David won the battle through words. It was not the slingshot and the stone. It was too small for Goliath, who was fully armed. But it was the word of God that then brought the power of God into the picture to then work it out for David to defeat Goliath with a small stone and a sling. Praise God. We come against forces of darkness, things that happen in the night that we do not see. You wake up, you are in so much trouble. You go to work, you are told that your job has been taken away. Your children go to school and they find that there are forces of darkness that they also cannot even understand. In the community, things happen. There are forces that are against us in our communities. And this word is saying, use the word of God as a sword. Go and attack. Go and attack. The people of old, they fought physical battles. David, King Saul, all the kings, they went for physical battles. They were fighting against physical enemies. And they were prepared physically. Our battle is now spiritual. There are witches, there are wizards, there are spiritual beings, even in the church. People that pretend to believe in God, they come to the church and they pray against believers. And believers will believe because they want something. You know, people want power, people want help, people want prophecy, people want to be prayed for, people want solutions. They go anywhere, to anyone. Anyone that says, I can help you, they go and seek help. And before they know it, they are so in deep into the darkness that they cannot even come out by themselves. Now God is saying to us, use the sword. Take the sword and use it against the enemy. When you do that, you are bringing God into the picture like David. You are now going against the enemy in the name of the Lord. David, most of the time, before he would go to battle, he would ask of the Lord, should I go in? Should I go out and fight those people? And with that word of God that says, go and fight, he would go and he will come back victorious. Now, if you are going without the word of God, if you stand up against devils without the word of God, without knowing what God is saying in his word, you will be like the sons of Sceva. The Bible says they tried to attack demons. They tried and they said, we cast you out in the name of Jesus, whom the apostles were preaching. Now, they did not know Jesus. They were not known by Jesus. They had no right to call his name. They had not believed in him. They just wanted to use that power. And the Bible says that demons beat them up so bad. They beat them up that they ran naked. Imagine the embarrassment. Because demons can embarrass you. Demons, you'll say, come out. They'll ask you, who are you? Who do you think you are? Now, if you come with a half-baked sword, when they say, who are you? You start doubting yourself. Whereas the word of God tells you who you are. You're a child of the Most High God. You're the beloved of God. You are a servant of the Most High God. You are a royal priesthood. You are Christ ambassador. There's so much in the word of God that tells you who you are, that when the demon asks you, who are you? You shouldn't be faced by that question. But if you're going into a battle and you don't know who you are, they will ask you that question and then you'll back down. They will ask you, where do you want me to go? This is my house. This person belongs to me. Demons will fight back. But when you're using the word of God, the sword, you will stand up until you have cast them out, all of them. Now, the church of today has to rise. The Bible says the gates of hell will not be able to stand against this church. It is this church that must do like it is written in the book of Jeremiah. Uproot, destroy, pluck it out, come against everything that is not right. We sit in offices, we see corruption. It is a spirit of manipulation that is at work and we see it. It is our duty as children of the Most High God to use the sword of the Spirit and attack. People are doing silly things out there. People are doing evil things out there. And the word of God says, don't just sit there and say, because it has not reached me, then I am okay. Because when you use the shield of faith, it means the attack is already on your person or in your family. But the sword of the Spirit, you may be using it against forces that have not even bothered with you. You'll go to the hospital to somebody who is sick. You are not attacked. The person that needs to use the shield of faith is the one that is sick. You can use the sword of the Spirit. Pluck out that sickness, that disease, stand against it. We need to be people that are ready to attack the enemy, children of the Most High God. Because God has given us an instruction. The Bible is the inspired word of God. And it says here, take the sword, go out and fight. Go out and fight. We mustn't take circumstances that we're facing lying down. We must fight back. We must stand against the evil that is in the institutions of higher learning. Our young girls are out there in the streets in the night. When I visited my daughter when she was at varsity, it was strange for me to find girls. Not that they were poor girls. It was a private university, so those people could afford. But the girls were selling their bodies because they want the latest phone, whatever expensive gadget that they wanted. They wanted expensive clothes. So they were standing in the streets selling their bodies. Their parents think that they are at school, they are learning, but no. After class, they go stand in the street. They are taken by older men, and so many things happen out there. As children of God, we have been given an assignment to fight. In the book of Acts, you'll see how many times the apostles fought. They used the word of God, cast out devils. When Paul had been preaching and a demon-possessed girl kept on following him, kept on saying, "These men are, you know, preaching." She was confirming who they are. And Paul would not be announced by a demon who he was. The demon was not lying. They were telling the truth. But who wants to be ushered by a demon when they are going to preach? No one. Paul turned back and cast the thing out. And the girl was delivered. Again, another sorcerer, Simon the sorcerer, the thing was cast out of him. Elymas as well, the thing was cast out of him. God is expecting us not to tolerate devils, not even in the church. In fact, most importantly, in the church. The things that are happening in the church is because we want to look pretty. We want to go in pretty and come out pretty out of the church. But God is saying, fight. The enemy will not say because you are in church, then he's not going to bother with you. In fact, he wants you right in the church. You'll find church members fighting one another. You'll find church members talking bad about one another. Instead of praying for each other, even when one has been caught up in error, we are quick to judge that person. Instead of standing against the enemy that is trying to steal the sheep from the sheepfold. If Jesus Christ could want to say to us, the shepherd will leave the 99 and go look for the one, why would the church not be bothered with the one that has been caught up in error? We need to cast out the spirit that drives them into error in the church. Marriages are breaking down. The enemy is against marriages. Divorces are on the rise. You turn to this side, it's divorce. You turn to the other side, it's divorce. The enemy comes because I don't believe that unless you are really, let's speak about believers. Why would you go into marriage for the purpose of divorce? The enemy comes when nobody is looking, plants seeds, and people start fighting. Before you know it, the relationship has broken down. We need to fight. We cannot accept just like that, that no, we have irreconcilable differences. And I'm not saying that I am blaming people for these things. I'm saying there is a fight that we need to get into against the spirit. We cannot take it lying down. Sickness is killing even pastors, servants of God. We need to stand up and fight. We are a church that is quick to say it is well, instead of standing up and saying, no, it is not well. We are going to fight. We are going to stand against this thing. It is not well when a young person goes in the prime of their lives. No, it is not well. Because God said he will not strive with men. Men's days shall be 120 years. Now when the enemy is stealing and killing and destroying, it is not well and we should not accept it. We need to take up the sword of the Spirit and speak the word of God. If you must die, die fighting. Because you see, when a person is sick, we stand and we pray, we ask God to heal them. And when a person dies, we say it is well. Instead of fighting, instead of calling back the dead, instead of fighting the enemy, instead of being angry actually, instead of being angry, we want to comfort ourselves. We have made a time of mourning as if it is a pleasant time. I don't mind somebody crying and rolling on the floor because it is painful to lose someone you love. When you are done rolling on the floor, the next person that gets attacked, let's fight. We need to fight. The Shunammite woman, when the son died, she went to the prophet When she said, "It is well," a friend of mine was speaking the other day, and she reminded me of that scripture. She says, the Shunammite woman said, "It is well," not because she accepted the death of her son. We say it is well when we're accepting death, early death, premature death. We say it is well. The Shunammite woman said it is well, and she went forward to the prophet. She met the servant of the prophet, and it was well. In other words, you must pass. I'm going to the man that brought me this son. She met the prophet and he said, "Did I ask for a son? Did I not tell you I was fine? I was living amongst my people. You actually brought this young boy to my life. Now that I've tasted motherhood, how can you being here and my son dies like that?" No ways. This woman refused to bury her son. We must stand against the enemy, beloved. We must stand against the enemy. I'm not saying death will not come. But if it is of the devil, we must fight. If it is of the enemy, we must fight. We must fight. If you are defeated, be defeated fighting. Do not be defeated because you have failed to use the word of God as a sword. We need to speak it over situations. Financial issues. It gets so bad that even servants of God are selling their souls because they need money. We need to fight against that evil spirit. Prosperity. The enemy has gotten us mingled with doctrinal issues and all of those things, and behavioral issues of pastors and other things that crept up in the church. And we ended up losing focus of the fact that God wants us to be wealthy. It's Him that says in His word, He'll teach us how to make wealth. It's Him. It is God that Solomon asked for wisdom, and He said, "I'm going to make you rich as well." Solomon did not ask for riches from God. So when the enemy attacks your finances, be reminded that we serve a God that when you ask for wisdom, He can still give you more and give you money, riches, and wealth. He made Solomon rich. Abraham was rich. Jacob was rich. Now, when the enemy steals your money, don't take it lying down. Fight. Demand what belongs to you in the realm of the spirit. Daniel was praying 21 days. The angel said, "I was withheld in the realm of the spirit." So you have prayed, child of God, in the realm of the spirit, there's a fight. Keep on fighting in the realm of the spirit through prayer. Keep on standing against the attacks of the enemy. We cannot accept defeat without fighting. Children of God, we cannot give up. We cannot give in. We must come against the devil and all his cronies in the name of the Lord our God. He's the same God. He's not different. The God of David is our God. The God of Peter is our God. The God of Paul is our God. He's the same. He hasn't changed. He says to us, fight back. He's not raising babies. Get off the milk. Start eating the meat, solid foods. Take the word. Find the solution in the word. Tell the enemy, "Your eyes were closed. Now they are open. I want my things back." We must fight. We must fight for our marriages, fight for our children. We must fight for our finances. We must fight for our jobs. We must fight for our businesses. It is good, yes, to go into your prayer room and you speak to God. When we are done with speaking with God, tell the enemy where to get off. Because we go and pray and ask for things from God, and then we sit down. The enemy comes and intercepts and takes our things, delays our things. And when those things are delayed, we are quick to say, "God doesn't want to give me. It is not the will of God to give me, but it is written in the word of God." We need to realize that there are things that would be intercepted by the enemy. The book of Daniel gives us that proof. We must fight. Daniel did not stop praying until the angel came to him. We are quick to say, "God doesn't want to give me. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe it's not my season." We find all sorts of excuses. We give excuses in the name of God instead of fighting against the wiles of the enemy. Take up that sword. Find the word. Find the word. It is the sword of the spirit. It's not the sword of man. It is a sword of the spirit. We're fighting spiritual battles. You'll find believers fighting each other physically. We're fighting on social medias over silly things. instead of fighting the spirit behind the person. I was withstood by a sister in the Lord over a program that I was running. And I would not fight the person physically. I would not fight the person with evil words. But I spoke scriptures to her and she backed off. Not that I'm saying fight with your sister, but I'm saying we need to be correcting each other through scripture. Because sometimes we'll allow behavioral patterns that are ungodly in the church, where we find ourselves wanting to behave like people out there in the street, where you'll find us taking each other to court over biblical matters, as if any one of us owns the Bible. It's the enemy. You fight the spirit behind that kind of an attitude. You're saying, this one, no, Lord, we cannot allow this person to behave that way. We know the enemy is working. He is cunning. He makes it look like it's a good thing. He gives you all the reasons why you should behave that way. So, beloved, this word today is saying to us, there are fights that require us to fight. There is no soldier, no military team that wins a battle without fighting. They don't win battles in offices. They win battles in the battleground. The battleground has been set. The devil is still here. And God has entrusted us with his word. And he expects us to speak that word over the enemy. May you rise up, child of God. Be the soldier in the army of God. Shalom. Thank you for listening to this episode of Word Anchor Podcast. I hope you are inspired and blessed by this message. Kindly share it with someone and spread the word. Continue to be anchored in the Word of God. Till next time, stay blessed.